وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو اینڈ فیملی. اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ یو عافیت، اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین، اللہ تعالیٰ ایکسیپٹ آل یور ایفٹس اینڈ مے دا امہ بینیفٹ فرام دا بیوٹیفل نصیحت، اینڈ مے اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ آل آف اس اخلاص اینڈ سنسیئرٹی. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب، دا پلیٹ فارم از یورس.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بارک اللہ فیکم وسلم کریم. آمین 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 ٹو آل دا ونڈرفل دعاز اینڈ سپلیکیشنز. جزاک اللہ خیرن ٹو اور ٹیکنیشینز برادر جنید خان اینڈ برادر زکریہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, and today we focus on Chapter 39, verses 10, 11, and 12. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ. O my beloved servants. Whenever Almighty Allah attributed to Himself, it doesn't mean just servants. It means, O my beloved servants. So that's how you should translate it. Ya ibadil ladin, O my beloved servants, who amanu, who brought iman, who brought perfect iman, complete iman, faith, conviction. Amanu taqu rabbakum, and you must fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, your sustainer, nourisher, provider. This fear is based on the love of Almighty Allah, not like how we fear a lion or a tiger or something like that. So this is called khashya. So we inculcate that quality, remember, of love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Walladheena amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. They are those people who fear. Those are the people who have extreme love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that love then will be transformed and changed into the fear of Almighty Allah as well, the respect of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Amanu taqu rabbakum, that you fear your sustainer, nourisher and provider. Allama Qastalani rahimahullah in Mawahibul Ladunniya has mentioned Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's definition of taqwa and piety, whether it is a nikah, or to, you know, we have a nikah program every Friday. So those of you who have nikah, send it today, mashallah, that when is the nikah taking place, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like that. So on 084-786-3132, and tomorrow, Friday, Mawzaid will announce it, inshallah, between 10 and 10:30. A vital ingredient in partnership, in marriage, in our normal daily life. So everywhere taqwa is needed. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who said, Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, that fear from Almighty Allah, the fear that is based on the love of Almighty Allah. Wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, and to practice on the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, all times, all places. Then, wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, and be content with the little bit we have. See, every phrase he has completed, ended it on alarm. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, wal-isti'dadu li-yawmir-raheel, and prepare in this world well for the day of departure. So today we're leaving, inshallah, for Richards Bay. So now you have to make some preparation. So this is a short journey, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. So what happens now? So you must remember that, yeah, this is journey for the year after. So the life is very short. We must remember that. So that is the real taqwa. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا. And for those people who have true sincerity, they fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا, in this world. They are not doing it for name and fame and so forth. So حَسَنَا, Allah Jalla Wala will give them a wonderful reward even in this world. That will be a bonus and bansela. And in the year after will be the maximum optimum reward. And this is enshrined in a noble Quran. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 148. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So Allah will hence give them the reward in this worldly life and the maximum, optimum, handsome reward in the year after. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. See the word again came. Muhsineen, those who fulfill their duty with beauty, not because of malice, rancor, hatred and jealousy and so forth and so on. Nay, they do so for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. So those are the people that Allah will give them great reward in this world, but the maximum, optimum reward in the year after. Now a person says, I'm in a certain country, I am there, for example, in Russia, or I am there in America, or I'm in China, or wherever. These are all examples. So now I can't practice on my deen. So now they're not allowing us to give azan, we're not allowed to read salat, we're not allowed to keep beard, we're not allowed to wear the niqab, hijab for the ladies. So Allah's answer, wa ardu Allahi wasi'a, and the land and the place of Almighty Allah on this earth is very vast. So that is how Hijrah will come in. You know, we in South Africa, according to me, so remember, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we've traveled many, many countries. So the amount of freedom we have here, you will not get that freedom in any single country. No any Arab country, no Muslim country, no non-Muslim country. So that's a great, great fadl and mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, we should read 2 rakat salatu shukr for that alone. There's radio stations we have, and darlooms and madrasas and masajid and khankas and what and what. So remember, so many countries, they'll just close it down. So you can see what's happening in the world nowadays. Allah alone protect us. Innama yuwaffa sabirun. But there will be challenges in life. Remember that sometime calamities will come. Sometime it will be natural disasters. You see the floods and the wars and all that. Sometime, because people remember that, because of jealousy or whatever. So remember that, you see, somebody ate up somebody's inheritance and all these type of things, and now you made sabr. Innama yuwaffa sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. The people who exercise patience, they didn't complain to humanity, they complained to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, like Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah wa a'lamu min Allah ma la ta'lamun. Ya Allah, I complain to Allah. Ya Allah, my grief, I complain to you, Ya Allah. You know everything, your knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. The firaq, the separation of Yusuf alayhi salam, my handsome Yusuf. My own sons did it to against their brother. So this is the jealousy that goes on. Innama yuwaffa sabirun. So they will receive the maximum reward and optimum reward, those who are patient and they endure and continue with the good deeds. Ajrahum bighayri hisab. Their reward without reckoning, without accountability, Allah will give them more and more. Ultimately, they will be the one that will receive the greatest reward in this world and in the year after. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Always invite to the truth, and always, because the truth is always better, then you will have to exercise patience also. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. So exhort one another, advise one another regarding patience and so forth. That is a test of our sincerity, that are we really doing it for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ. Indeed, I have been commanded. أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا. That I must worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala with sincerity. Meaning, devoted, dedicated. Obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to do that. So the address is to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the greater connotation and meaning and message is for me and you. Lahuddin, for him alone is the obedience. For him alone is this deen of Islam. That is Almighty Allah. From time immemorial, Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, brought Islam and sanctioned Islam only. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Inna deena al-maqboola. The only religion accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is Islam. Remember that. Any other religion that is rejected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So what is the deen? Believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. This was all places, all time. Believing in the prophets and messengers alayhimus salatu salam, all places, all time. And believing in the year after, the Jannat and Jahannam and Qiyamah, paradise, hellfire, day of justice, that never ever changed. What was evolving, changing all the time was لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْحَاجَ. The Sharia, this is halal, haram. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak advent took place, and then came with the final Sharia, the final constitution, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, for all times, all places. So Lahuddin, for him is the religion, and to him alone is our submission and surrender. Wa umirtu, and I have been commanded, li an akuna awwal al muslimin. There you have it. That I be definitely the first one to submit and surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala wants from us. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us tawfiq, and we do so solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 13th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Gaza genocide. Today is day number 377. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Three jutlas dead. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We say Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Our Hamas, who are 100% Sunnis. Then on the other side, you got Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. And you got the Houthis, they are Shias, but they're doing a wonderful job, that they're dispatching many of the Jutla straight to hell, where they can get roasted, toasted. Many are in the transit lounge, you see, to get roasted and toasted, wounded and injured and so forth. So there's a great fight back by them and so forth. Allah grant them victory for all our Muslims, and wherever they are, against all these enemies, whether it be America or Israel or the Arab states or whoever else. 58 trucks entered into Gaza yesterday, as though as they're doing the Palestinians a favor. Remember before that 7th October last year, there were 500 trucks entering, if you know anything. And now, because America threatened a little bit and so forth, so 50 trucks entered. That's just a drop in the ocean, remember. It's a shame and disgrace for the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And remember, our stance is very very clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So in the United Nations, the American ambassador, now she woke up, you know, the African lady, she say Israel must facilitate the aid and they will not obstruct the aid. Are you like that? After more than 1 year, now you woke up and you are the ones who had the veto and you ceasefire thrice and you vetoed it. Shame on you, America. And then you speak of human rights and democracy and so forth. Aren't you the same one who martyred and murdered, remember, in Iraq, 500,000 children, Madeleine Albright? You, the Muslim Ummah, you must teach your children all this. So when they meet non-Muslims, they meet Jutlas or anybody else, you speak with conviction, not with emotion. That is where our failure is today. If you put a Muslim child and you put a 16, 18-year-old youngster in school or varsity or 20 years old, and a Jew and a Muslim, most instances the Jew or the non-Muslim will beat our people because we're not prepared academically. We just blow our make noise, you know, emotionally. That's not good enough. We must beat them academically, remember that. So that is, so you raise this and say that during the Iraq war, you said, yes, Madeleine Albright, the Jutli Jewess dispatched to hell and rotting in hell forever, that she said, yes, it's worth it to murder and kill 500,000 children. And they want to come tell us about Afghanistan children and women and so forth. Yesterday on my status, I said that how they burn the children and women in hospital, Americans there in Afghanistan, just like Israel are doing now in Gaza. So they are the biggest perpetrators of terrorism and occupation and so forth. Israel killed 16 people in Lebanon in an area called Nabatiya, and majority of them women, children and civilians. So that is what they do. And if you ask them what you're doing in Lebanon, they will say, no, we're looking for the Hezbollah. In Palestine, they will say they're looking for Hamas, but they're murdering and targeting more civilians than compared to Hezbollah or Hamas and so forth. So the world can see that who the real terrorists are. Listen to this one here. The UK government, Starmer and Company, considering sanctions against Smotrich, that is the Minister of Finance in Israel, the rogue regime, and Ben-Gvir, Minister of Security. So it's long overdue this. You America, you United Kingdom, and all you Western countries, long time you should have done that. These are the biggest terrorists and these are the biggest murderers who are now urging their settlers to go there into Aqsa and go and worship there and go and, you know, go and cause all harm to the Muslims and desecrate the sanctity of Aqsa al-Mubarak and so forth. A big Iranian general, he says, yes, we have secret weapons and our secret weapons are more lethal and more powerful than even nuclear. That I think that is saber rattling by them. You know, the Shias and the Jutlas, they both belong to the same coin, different sides. Shias, one side, and other side, Jutlas. The founder of Shiaism was a Jew, and that's written in your book, Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti. So it's not what we are saying, it's what you are saying, and so forth. Macron tells Israel, don't forget, you were formed by the United Nations in 48, and they established you, gave you some, you understand, recognition. And today when United Nations tell you something, you tell them go to hell and so forth. We're not worried about them. So then he, Macron and Bibi Netanyahu, both haramis. So remember, they had a huge an argument and so forth and so on. Lufthansa to pay a penalty of $4 million. Why? More than 120 or 128 Jutlas were not allowed to enter the plane because they had all their religious dress and so forth. That, you know, for example, they had that skull cap, Yalmuka, and they had all that side locks and dust and all that. So now the passengers were not too comfortable, so they took all the Jutlas out and and so forth, Lufthansa. So the Jute Plus obviously went to complain that this is the discrimination against the Jews, and now Lufthansa has to pay a fine of 4 million. You know, President Carter, he was the president in the 80-81 time and all that. So now he is over 100 years old. So he went to vote because, you know, for postal votes and the senior citizens, they can vote now. So he voted for Kamala Harris. He said, for me, this is Carter saying, Jimmy Carter, he said, for me to vote for Kamala Harris is more important than my 100 years and my celebration and party and bash. We have to keep Trump out. You see that? So that, and the same Carter wrote a book against Israel, and I've called it Apartheid Israel. So at least he had the guts to do so. $425 million aid from America for Ukraine. They're pouring in millions and billions there. In America, what it is, they are the country that they have the biggest debts in the whole world. So they just keep on printing money and all that. And this is not cash they give them. They'll give them this, give them that, overprice it and show the world we're doing this. This is the American style. For every Muslim, you should know this, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine are the most important places for us. So in Madinah Munawwara, there are 5.6 million palm trees. Can you believe that? In Madinah Munawwara, there are 5.6 million palm trees. Just Google it and read the article in the Arab News. And now they have Ma'arid. Ma'arid means an exhibition they have of the date trees and the palm trees and the dates and all that. So if you are in Madinah Munawwara, just go to the Ma'arid. You just walk in front of the Qibla direction, and then you will see the huge, huge tents there and marquees there and so forth and so on. So you will see there they have the different type of tumur, you understood? And Medina is the capital of the best dates. The barakah of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's du'as. So those of you going for Umrah this week, or you are there, so make sure you visit it. It's something to see. We went there many times with Allah's help. Nigeria, a fuel tanker exploded, more than 150 people dead. Remember that, and it seems to be increasing. Allah make easy day. I'm sure many Muslims also, those who passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. 125 human rights organizations condemn America regarding Guantanamo Bay. Then more than 20 years, where is their court case? Where is the justice? Where is the human rights for them? And they are just there, and you're torturing them, and then you want to lecture to the world and be the policeman for the world, and that, shame on you, America. You know this guy, Obama. Obama said, I want to close this here. It's an eyesore for us Americans. That's what he said. I'm just paraphrasing him. But the Congress did not allow him. So who really pulls the shots there? It's not the president, it's Congress, and so forth and so on. I mean, that much we should know. So you must remember that two American human rights as an activist, they are right there in Palestine, in Gaza. So now the Israelis found them, and now they can't speak the truth. You know why? And accept the truth, the Israelis. That's why they hate the journalists and murder them and kill them and so forth. Shirin Abu Aqila, you know how they murdered her. How many Palestinians? She was not a Muslim, she was a Christian and a Palestinian and an American as well. So dual citizenship. So yeah, also they said that they will be deported from here. The Jutlas are celebrating Sukkot. S-U-K-K-O-T. So they go there and live in the tents and all that for 2 or 3 days and all that. Why they do this? They say this is out of gratitude to Almighty Allah, that Allah took us out of the desert and so forth. Taking them out from the desert, that was a punishment for the Jutlas. Yatihuna fil ard, Allah Ta'ala let them remain there for 40 years because they made a mockery of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and said, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا ها هنا قائدون. You and your Allah, you go fight. Allah forbid. We are the spectators and watching from here. So yesterday I was there by our Ustad, beloved Ustad, Honorable Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab. So then one student, one alim mashallah, came and he said, Hazrat, I went there to the Jews and I bought this year. So what they are doing during the celebration, so you call it Sidr. You see that C-I-D-E-R. So then he brought, he said for a small part, a small one, he paid 750 rand. That's the cheapest one and so forth, you must remember. So something to see, you know, and wonderful. So I also was asking him questions. First time I saw a thing like that. We know about their celebration, but we didn't see that and feel it and so forth. It's non-edible normally. Okay, let's give you news from South Africa, our beloved country. You know our former public protector, Busisiwe. Now she got fed up now. Now she resigned from EFF and from Malema and his party and say, there's politics, I'm giving up now. I had enough, enough is enough. She says that the judges were against me, the politicians were against me, everybody's against me. But she herself was, because she didn't get the money of 10 million. So she's very, very bitter and so forth. So anyway, we say good riddance, finish. You must remember that. I don't think you are a real asset to South Africa or South African politics. Mashatile. So Mashatile is our deputy president. So he had a meeting with the various political parties. The GNU is over 100 days old now. So we have not sorted out dispute resolution. What happens when there's a dispute? ABC party says this, XYZ say this, this one say this. So how do we go forward? They saying, the politicians, we want the GNU, Government of National Unity, to last for, you know, for 5 years. But you know, La Sufi of, yeah, our Gauteng premier. So he is very critical of this, and some members of the ANC also and other parties. So they were supposed to do that last night, the dispute resolution business. But you know, always there'll be ups and downs and so forth. So thunderstorms, remember, and rain expected in some parts of South Africa, and there'll be strong winds also. So the weather is changing again today, tomorrow, and so forth. Okay, important announcement, Junaid Mota and this thing, Mohsalim Karim, inshallah, from tomorrow onwards. So for you, the Radio Ansar International listeners, and Marcus Sahaba listeners, because we're entering into summer now, so Adhan will go from tomorrow, 4 o'clock, okay? 4 a.m. will be Adhan, and then inshallah, Mohsalim Karim will start the program after the Adhan, and then about 4:05, 4:07, I will start inshallah. Tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be there, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, in Richards Bay, inshallah al-Aziz. So that is one. Second big announcement is this, you the people in Impangeni. You know, tonight I will be there in Impangeni, and Maghrib time I should be there. The program is there in the Masjid. Isha Salat is at 7:45. I spoke to Mona Safwan, Mona Abid San, and he said 7:45 is Jamaat. So our brother Dawood Monli will be there the whole day. Remember there in Impangeni to tune up your decoders. There are many people who now their decoders are not working and so forth and so on. So I told Mona Safwan and he said it's fine and he'll make all the arrangements and announce it for the people in Impangeni. That is Thursday, Dawood Monli will be there. And Friday, the whole day, inshallah, he will be in Richards Bay. That is our engineer, Dawood Monli, and his job is to, you know, tune the decoders. Those of you who want to contact Dawood Monli directly, 063-403-2743. 063-403-2743. And tomorrow, we will be there, inshallah, for Jummah, there in Richards Bay, and tomorrow after Isha, also in Richards Bay. So then Dawood Monli will be there tomorrow in Richards Bay, all day, inshallah, 063-403-2743. Today's program, inshallah, interview, 8:30 to 9, Mona Salman Fredericks is our student and graduate from Darum, Newcastle, from PE. So Mo Zahid will, inshallah, then interview him. And inshallah, 11 to 12, we're running with a series of the scholars of Muhaddiseen. So today we're discussing Imam Nasai. News from Camperdown, remember that certain ulama have concerns. So it's a wonderful opportunity there to make a delegation, go meet Maulana Saad. That is the message they told me. I should announce it and request it. I said, no problem. That I didn't know, but that's what they told me last night. That remember that Maulana Duma, one of the teachers there, there from the Darul Uloom Madrasa there in Camperdown, and the principal Mufti Desai, they went from here, I don't know when, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago to India, and they spoke to Maulana himself and raised all the concerns, and then they were satisfied and they came back. So if we now, we're just going to sit and we're not going to do anything, obviously everybody can't go, make a delegation and go meet the man. He's going to go back after 3, 4, 5 days, Allah alone knows when. So you must remember, and then you can discuss. There's nothing to lose. So that's a good suggestion. So my student says many, many Arab Jamaats have come from Saudi, Kuwait and Jordan and where and where. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for His deen. Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. Jimo Salim, we have 15 minutes, 16 minutes left for inshallah the rapid quick fire Q&A. So let's fire up inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Sahab, what du'as can parents read for a son who is ill?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're not sure now if it is a baby or it's a son who's just 1 year old, 2 years old, or what have you, or grown up, but be that as it may. So you, the parents, the best du'as are that you read Surah Fatiha 7 times and keep on blowing on your beloved son, beloved daughter, whoever is ill and sick. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, that they read Surah Fatiha on a non-Muslim, you know, like a chief of that kraal there, of that group of people and tribe, and Allah gave him shifa, and then they gave goat, sheep and all that to the sahaba. They asked Nabi alayhi salam, the master alayhi salam said it's permissible. So here also we learn Suratul Fatiha is Suratul Shifa. Second one is you, the family, read ya salamu abundantly, read la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin abundantly. Don't worry about the quantity. The criteria by Allah is the quality and not the quantity. Then da'u mardakum bi sadaqa, the people who are ill and sick, so you give charity on their behalf. So in the hadith is mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood in his Marasil. Why I said we don't know exactly his age. For example, if he's 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, he can read Quran Sharif himself and so forth, he can buy a heart eat. So then every person who's ill, male, female, young or old, then, and you're really ill and sick, then read. This is the most powerful dua in the Quran Sharif for him or her, the person who's ill and sick, to read chapter 21 and verse number 83. Anni massaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. That, ya Allah, this calamity has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that abundantly. Allah Jalla Wala grant your son complete shifa. We make dua for him, give out charity on the behalf, and inshallah we make dua for the all Muslim, non-Muslim, and give out charity. Inshallah, Allah grant them all hidayat as well. Our aim should be for the ummah. Sometimes we live in a pond, you know, and we forget the whole ocean and all the other people and countries. Nay, our effort should be global, although we are local. So that is our message, international message.
Mufti Sahab, can a small child give money for a masjid from their spending money?
There are three issues. Issue number one is, if the money belongs to that youngster or young boy, young girl, they 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, so obviously then they are still not baligh, they are not mature. Somebody gave it to them as a gift, somebody they inherited, somebody passed away, father or mother, they inherited that and so forth. Now from that money, if that youngster 4, 5, 6, 7 years old gives to the masjid, gives to the madrasa, is not permissible to take it, because you must remember that they are still nadan, they are not mentally mature as yet. That will happen when they become baligh and mature, when they obtain and attain the age of puberty and maturity. The easy way to do this will be that you, the father, mother, you give that son, you must remember 20 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, 500, whatever you want to give, and you're making him the wakil. You're making him the representative. Beta, that or Betty, take this 20 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, go give to that beggar there, go give to that masjid there, to go give to this person, this and so forth. So they are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, so they are giving it, but in reality, it is the parents' money and so forth. That is totally permissible. But for you, as a minor, to give, that is not permissible according to the Sharia. We should take cognizance of that. Very important it is.
Mufti Sahab, why there is no Bismillah before Surah Tawbah?
Remember that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked this question, and the easy answer he gave, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is Mazharul Rahmah, a manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And if you look at Surah Tawbah, it's fascinating, you know. So you must remember that if you study Surah Tawbah, then you will find it is one of the surahs that were revealed right in the end of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission. And you know, we are busy now with Surah Ma'idah in our tafsir. And if you look at it, you will find that this Surah, yeah, Surah Tawbah is chapter 113. And Surah Idha Ja'a, Surah Yusin Nasr is 114. And 112 is Surah Ma'idah. So the last three surahs to be revealed, remember, we're not speaking of ayats, we're speaking of surahs, chapter. So 112, that is Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5. Then chapter 9 is Surah Tawbah, that is 113. And then you got Surah An-Nasr, that is Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, that every Muslim knows. So that is the last and the final surah to be revealed on the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. So therefore the name of it also is Suratul Nasr. So that is chapter 114. So not the last verse, the last surah it is, and you know that Surah Nasr is chapter 110. So it shows that these are the last three, Surah Ma'idah, Surah Tawbah, Surah An-Nasr. Okay, so now he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, explained Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is Madharul Rahmah, a manifestation of Allah's mercy. But you know that when the battle of Tabuk took place, then remember Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, every male who's able, capable here in Medina must participate in this battle, and we're going to Tabuk. This is during the month of Rajab, in the 9th year of the Hijrah. Akhiru ghazwatin ghazaha an-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final expedition and war and conflict. So nevertheless, Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 Sahaba assembled. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr brought all his wealth, Sayyidina Umar brought half his wealth, Sayyidina Usman gave thousands and thousands and thousand gold coins, 300 camels with the saddle and so forth and so on. So these hypocrites were making excuses and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah said, chapter 9, verse 79, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So because Almighty Allah is speaking about the punishment for the kuffar, the non-Muslims and the munafiqeen and hypocrites, so therefore that is مَذْهَرُّ adab. So therefore Sayyidina Ali said, that's a manifestation of the punishment of Allah, and Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is a manifestation of the mercy of Allah, hence there is no Bismillah. That's the easy answer. There are many other answers, but it's very academic and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, working as a lawyer, is it permissible in Islam?
Yes, to be a lawyer is permissible, to be a liar is not permissible. A client comes to you and you know he committed murder, but you as a lawyer, as a sharpshooter, so what you tell him? No, you can't go tell the judge and magistrate that you committed that. So what you tell him? That no, it was manslaughter. You see that? So now we play words and so forth. We speak with a forked tongue and all these type of things here. You committed rape, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. forbid. Say, no, it was sexual harassment and so forth. So you, the lawyer, and all of us, whether we are the judges, whether we are the maulanas, whether we are the imam, whether we are the sheikh, whether you are the mufti, whether whatever we are. So always stand for justice. Whether people like or don't like, we don't have to worry about them. So yeah, Quran Sharif states, Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitab. Indeed, definitely, surely we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this book, the Quran Sharif, bilhaqqi, truthfully. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. It will always be protected, preserved by Almighty Allah. Chapter 9, verse number 15. So there you must remember, chapter 15, verse number 9. Chapter 15, verse number 9. So that is Surah Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. So chapter 15, verse 9, always protected, preserved by Allah. So yeah, litahkuma bayna nasi bima arakallah. So that you pass the verdict amongst people how Allah showed you through the wahi and revelation. Wala takul lil khainina khasima. You must never be fighting on behalf and defending the behalf of the khainin, that those are the people who are the traitors, the treacherous people. So you know they're guilty, but now we play with words, we look for loopholes in the constitution, we do this, we do this. So yeah, obviously Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not do it. So some places in the Quran you will find this usloob, the methodology, that the address is to the master alayhi salam, wal murad biha al ummah, but the greater message connotation is for me and you. La in ashrakta la yahbatanna amaluk. If you commit shirk, Allah forbid, hypothetically, all your actions will be gone in vain. So obviously the master alayhi salam came to erase and wipe out kufr and shirk. But the address is to the master alayhi salam, and the greater message is for me and you. So here also, go read surah 4, verse number 105, and wastaghfirullah, and verse number 106. So chapter 4, verse 105, 106. So every remember lawyer, attorney, advocate, senior counsel, barrister, Qasim Ballister, in Memon, when in those days, you know, when I was very young, so I remember a lawyer who'd come to the house or something, so I would ask, who's the, say, Qasim Ballister of your eye. So Qasim Ballister, the big shot lawyer, you know, he said, whoa. So there's there, our Memon, we got our own terminology. So remember that that is a great verse for you, surah, and for all of us, that in our judgment, our dealings, we must be fair, otherwise we'll be taken to task. We must remember Allah protect us. Surah 4, verses 105, 106.
Mufti Sahab, please give us a tafsir on this ayat. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana ila akhirih.
So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the masterpiece. You see, Allah Ta'ala created the entire universe in 6 days. And that 6 days can mean 6 days. 6 days can mean 6,000 years. So all that tafsir is acceptable. Wa inna yawman inda rabbika ka alfi sanati mimma ta'uddun. So then the malaika, the angels, they said, Ya Allah, that for what you creating this human being, that they will just cause, you understand, bloodshed, and they will make fitna, facade, all that. So why did they say that? So they applied the law of qiyas, they applied the law of analogy, because they saw what the jinnats were doing and so forth, everywhere, trouble, mayhem, chaos. So therefore they said this and so on, right? So if you want all the details, go open Surah 2, chapter 2 and verse number 30 onwards, 30. So that is what they said. Allah Ta'ala told them, you keep quiet, inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. You are praising me, glorifying me, so you keep quiet. I know you don't know. Now Allah is giving them another answer. Wa 'allama Adam al-asma' kullaha. So now Allah Ta'ala taught Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam the names of things that he wanted to know, because he needed that here in this world and so forth. What food, what drink, what does, all these type of things. And then Allah Ta'ala presented it to the angels, that what is the name of this, what is the name of that? So they say that we don't know. Subhanaka, you transcend every shortcoming, every weakness, every defect, Ya Allah. La ilma lana illa ma allamtana. We don't have any knowledge of the names except that what you taught us. It's like me just now, bi ghayri tashbih. We can never give you example of Allah Ta'ala, but for our puny little brains, you know, it will resonate with you. So I tell a blind person, completely, totally blind, see there how the ocean looks, see there how the grass looks, see how the park looks. He doesn't have the capacity to see, he's blind. So these angels don't have the ability, capacity to imbibe and acquire that knowledge. So therefore, human being, when he or she has true iman, and he lives by that, practices that, passes away, so he will even supersede the rank of majority of the angels, not all, but majority of the angels. Because why? Allah gave us freedom of choice. We suppressed our ego. You see, the non-Muslim, they ask, what is this tasawwuf and tazkiyah? So how are you going to explain to the non-Muslim? Simple, you see these three letters, ego, so that is our lust, our desires, all that. And then there's God, three letters. So to reach God, to reach Allah and His mercy, we have to suppress our ego. So that's a very easy way to explain. And today we are guilty of that. We will rather practice on our ego and forget what Almighty Allah taught us, Allah forbid. So nevertheless, so Allah Ta'ala then gave us freedom of choice, and we suppress the ego, and then we please Allah. So these angels cannot do that because they don't have the capacity, and therefore they said, La ilma lana illa ma allamtana. That the first answer was, Ala sabilil hakim. Allah told them, you keep quiet, you don't know. The second answer was, Ala sabilil hakim. Allah is showing to them, you cannot do that what human beings will do. May Almighty Allah infuse within us the true love of Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sunnah de Muhammadiyah, and the true Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Deen of Islam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.